Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene like crazy people. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very excellent guest. We're so happy to have him. The very funny Paige, the village idiot.
Yay! Good to be here, you guys.
Yay! Good to have you here. Thank you for you watched an amazing episode with us, but we usually start by asking our guest, what is your Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls affected your life in any way?
All right, well, let's see. Well, I'm thinking, like, this was about 1985 it came out. It was probably my last year of high school.
Ooh.
I was playing glam rock at that point, I think. So I was probably stealing a lot of belt boot combos from Dorothy at that point. I don't know. I don't know.
Wardrobe inspiration.
Still living at the parents' house, so it was definitely on.
And yeah.
I was watching it, and it was definitely one of the last great classic sitcoms before. You know, it's weird watching the one we watch because it's later in the season. You can see the influence that, like, things like Married with Children is having on it and stuff.
But, oh, totally. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely getting a little more tongue in cheek, but
a lot more hooting and hollering.
Yeah. Just wait for the
sexual tension. Sex joke. Nice. Yeah. Well, great. Yeah. We all watched it, I think, mostly with our parents at some point.
Yeah. I watched it mostly alone.
Yeah.
I mostly saw it on my own volition when I was, it ended when I was 10. So this I would have been 6 when this episode came out.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I would have just loaded up a snack and watched this on a Saturday night.
That's great. Well, when I was that age, I was watching Maude. And I thought that was just the most hilarious thing ever. And I don't know, it definitely influenced me. And I know you have a cat named Maude, so I'm assuming at some point that show had an effect on you as well.
Maude just tried to climb into the cat tree in the most awkward way. I almost wanted to help her.
We all did. We were all just...
I figured she was just doing some prop comedy for us, just knowing the room.
Maude just...
So slapsticky.
Yeah, whoop.
She likes a challenge.
Did I do that?
What's it like to climb up here like it's a rock climbing gym? We watched we had season 4, episode 5. It is titled "Bang the Drum, Stanley." If any of you can interpret what that title means regarding what we watched, please do. Don't really get it. Like,
well, there's a movie called "Bang the Drum Slowly."
Okay, and that's about
I don't know
injured?
What it's about.
Is it about shiesty, like fraud? Or if somebody out there knows, tweet us.
It's about slow drums.
Yeah.
Slow drums. A mellow drum beat.
I saw the thumbnail in my DVD player, and like I couldn't tell it was a baseball game. And I thought like Sophia was a drum for some reason in the middle of them, like sitting on the bleachers. And I was just like, are they like in India? I don't know what I was thinking. But the original air date is November 12, 1988. And so it was 3 years after it came out. As we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of what we watch for the listener who's not here with us.
All right. Well, this is a Stanisode. Should mention, yes, and Stanley has invited Dorothy and Sophia to a baseball game to break bad news, apparently, that he's bankrupt, and because that's how he breaks bad news.
Take him to the shittiest seat in a baseball game.
Yes, and while they're at the baseball game, sitting in the shitty seats, Sophia gets hit by a baseball, and Stan immediately sees dollar signs in his eyes, He sees this is a big chance to settle with the baseball company.
Baseball Co.
Baseball company.
Big baseball.
And also, Rose and Blanche try out for Cats.
Like you do.
And get their costumes immediately.
Yeah, the audition, and it's like dress rehearsal right away.
Yes.
No time to fuck around.
Go to Capizio and then learn your lines.
Oh man. Okay. And so we start off with Sophia and Dorothy. They're in the living room and they're going through a photo album of Dorothy when she was little.
The original Facebook.
The original. Yes. Photo albums are the original Facebook. You just go like this. You put a thumbs up next to the picture that you like. And then you make verbal comments.
Make a real sad face.
Yeah.
Actually, I have something kind of off topic to say about that. My sister's gotten in 2 car accidents, not her fault, in the last 2 weeks. Oh, both times someone has rear-ended her, and she talked about it on Facebook. And apparently, my grandma called her, and my grandma has basically kind of like early Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And turns out that my uncle, who is estranged from the family, not friends with my sister on Facebook, saw something from someone else's feed on Facebook about my sister and told my grandma. And my grandma thought it was on the news.
Wow. What?
Yeah. And like, basically, like, she thought that that he had saw it in Kansas on the news. Like, that was like her version of Facebook.
Wow. That's so crazy that she thought that this was like, that she made headlines.
Yes.
Kansas.
My sister was like,
different state.
No, it was unfortunate, but it was like 2 very minor accidents.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Yeah. So it was weird because Dorothy was, okay, the joke is Dorothy was pretty when she was young, but by the time she hit 15, then she started to get ugly, which I don't understand. Like did she hit a growth spur? Like
puberty.
Puberty.
She
went up to like 6'7" or whatever.
She
at 15.
Was a petite. She get.
Yeah, I have a feeling like puberty hit Dorothy pretty hard.
Yeah,
and I'm a staunch defender of of the Dorothy sexuality on the show.
Any drop ball jokes will be received by Genevieve with a groan and a aw.
But I have a feeling that basically like puberty for her was just like a hurricane.
What's up?
Wanna bang me?
Hey, boys.
Wanna bang my drums?
I'll bang my drums, Stanley. Bang the drum, Stanley.
My
bang
drum,
it.
I mean vagina.
It's probably is optional.
The drums are my tits. Oh, man.
So there's the subtext.
Right. And then Blanche and Rose come in and they're like super stoked. They just auditioned for Cats, which is like a community theater. I don't know. I imagine royalties would be really expensive for community theater to do Cats.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it like it was on Broadway, I think, at that time.
It was huge. Yeah. It was the biggest Broadway thing at that time.
Totally doing this illegally. I know it. Like the Miami retirement players rendition of Cats. And then they sort of like shit on Dorothy, like about not being cat-like.
They do.
And I'm like, dude, like Dorothy would have been like a great Griselda, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
She's just like bitter and, you know, like she's got the growly voice. Anyway,
I think Dorothy would make a great cat.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's a natural cat. Like,
She like, just like a like the bitch cat.
It's gotta be one.
Yeah, and I think it's also been established that they're weird about dogs on the show.
They are weird about dogs. They don't like they don't like dogs in the past.
Like true cat people, just mm-hmm. real weird about dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have had a cat in that show, like somewhere. Like too much.
Maybe someone on the show has a no cat clause.
Claws.
Claws.
No cat claws.
Well, that reminds me, like, at the beginning, they're looking through the photo album. It's almost like Memories, the cat song. And, of course, they probably couldn't get the rights to it, of course. But
they could before be having... I was 15 years old, I was beautiful then. Do you remember before my balls hit the floor? Let the memory live again. Thank you, guys. I usually sing at least once in the podcast.
Andrew Lloyd Webber is turning over in his grave. He's alive.
He's alive, but he's still thinking about turning over. Turning over. Turning off this podcast right now.
Yeah. he's dead, right? Dead?
No, he's alive.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. A formaldehyde keeping him alive, but he's technically alive.
All right. Okay. The Webber. That's what I call him.
Not to be confused with the Webster. Another great sitcom.
Old
of the
Man
era.
McWebber. Stan then stands at the door, and he's like, he's being nostalgic and shit. Like, he's like, remember we went to a baseball game, Dorothy? And Dorothy's like, kind of like, rubbing her head on him. It was weird. And then like, and then she's like, you never took me to a baseball game. Oh, it must have been one of the guys at work. I was like, okay, that's romantical. He's got these tickets to go see. I don't even know who was playing. It was very vague.
Oh, they did not mention. They just said baseball.
They could not say the Marlins or anything.
No more. Yeah, we're just baseball.
We're going to see baseball. The baseball.
Do you think this was a major league game? Like, is there any chance this is a major league game or it was like a A-ball?
I remember, like, the Marlins didn't start till around this time, so maybe it was still... farm team or whatever.
Farm
I don't
team.
Know. He was wearing his members only jacket, so it might have been spring still in Florida.
He came in. He came in maximum safari. The rest were all members only, but it was like, he came
it
in.
It was like the mosquitoes or something.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a very like news reporter, like in the Middle East look.
Yeah, yes. Totally.
I think he had three costume changes in this, and he had a nice pastel jacket at one point, and he had like a members only meets Thunderdome kind of thing going on with extra fringe on it.
Yeah,
some good looks from the 80s as they went.
It was a beige paradise for Mr. Stan. And so he's like, "Hey, do you guys want to go see baseball?" He has three tickets, and they just kind of, and then they're like, they go for it. And I didn't know Dorothy liked baseball or Sophia at all. I know Sophia likes betting. Maybe that's what she liked it. But the next scene, they're at the baseball game. And Stan is like overly nice to Dorothy. He's like calling her babe. Like, do you want a hot dog, babe? Are you comfy, babe? And it turns out Stan needs money. He's going bankrupt. Whatever he does now, I don't even remember. He does tons of stupid shit.
I think the last time it was the novelty business. He sells like fake vomit
fake
and
dog
stuff like
poop
that.
And fake.
It might be fencing. At one point, he sold fencing. And at one point, he sold
covers.
Those plastic toilet seat covers. Yeah.
The cushiony ones. Do you remember those?
I do. I do remember those. I remember the novelty toilet seat covers as well. That would have like coins in them and. Those were good times for toilet seats, I gotta say.
Yeah, he's probably out of the toilet seat business because it would have been a good time for it in the 80s. Like,
oh, shit. Yeah. Like kicking you. Definitely. And these extras are kind of out of control, like baseball, like cliches. You know, like there's a fat, sweaty guy sitting next to Dorothy. There's like this like wholesome family in the back.
They're all wearing like baseball caps, like yeah. But like new baseball caps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's
team generic ones too.
Yeah, yeah. No one had yeah. like
say baseball on them. Baseball.
Or cap. It's either baseball or cap.
Sports, guys.
Go team.
Go team. Balls. Guys, this is great. They're having a fucking riot sitting in the fucking nosebleed seats. The very, very top. They're like, oh yeah, this is great, like super, and they're looking like straight ahead, which is weird because they should be looking down.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so weird, and like what are they looking at?
Maybe it's not a very big stadium. Maybe this is like a high school game.
Just holy seats.
I got three seats to the Miami High School.
Sophia is older. Like, if yeah. it's just like 10 bleachers up, then
yeah,
that's kind of a hike.
He was almost carrying Sophia up that to those seats because they were so, I guess, horrible seats. And then here's what happens. They're like, well, Dorothy's like, we're gonna get the fuck out of here because you just want money. And then Sophia's like, wait, I want to at least see one ball get hit. And then the ball starts flying towards her. And everyone is like, the ball's coming towards you. and then they just like pretend they're going to catch it. And then no one really goes for it. And then the ball just like falls behind Sophia. Like... Like I don't even know if it hits her.
Maybe they didn't want to show it hitting her because that would be kind of disturbing.
Yeah. 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 It was a quick cut, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know she got hit until she passed out.
I thought I saw like styrofoam or something. You know, was it like a real ball?
Right.
There was no noise effect or anything.
No
there
noise.
Was
like a, no just, clunk.
It blended right into her gray hair, so it wasn't even like a
it
thing.
Just got absorbed yeah. by her hair yeah. or something. It like
became one with her hair.
It's also a very unlikely place for like a ball to get hit.
Yeah,
I
and
guess,
to come down so,
to go into the high
so
bleachers.
High. Mm-hmm. It was coming down from like the catwalk of the studio. Like somebody yeah. was just like threw a ball, like from the fucking lights,
yeah.
And then no one went and when a ball hits even someone on the head, people are still trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
No one cared. Everyone was just like, "Oh, hit her," and then just sat there.
Yeah,
I think that sweaty guy, the big sweaty guy that sat next to Dorothy, just left.
Just left.
Did he leave?
He just left. I think I was like, I'm done.
Yeah,
the lady got the ball. This game's over.
It's in her hair now. I can't. This sucks.
I gotta go not shower some more.
Go be sweaty somewhere else.
Go over to the Married with Children set and ruin their show.
He's gonna go try on women's shoes with Al Bundy. And so the next scene, they're at the hospital, and then Sophia's knocked out. She's like, it looks not good. And
yeah, it's pretty bad.
Concussions are serious, people.
Yeah. I would think it would kill an 84-year-old. Like, if it anything that high, it would just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's how old people work, you know? Wouldn't it kill Sophia?
It's not great.
Yeah. A hard baseball hits a 84-year-old in the head. Like,
maybe a blood clot, a concussion. It's very serious things. They're just like, it's just like the turning point of this comedy show. They should have a message at the end. If your grandmother gets hit by a baseball, take her in.
Take her in.
Leave her there for a few days for observation. She could die. That's the end of our show, everybody.
Sophia just dies in this episode. Oh, man. And so... the Rose and Blanche show up in their cat's gear because they just auditioned that morning and now they're dress rehearsing a few hours later and had to leave rehearsal early, their first rehearsal. like, sorry guys, we gotta go.
We got our costumes and we're out.
The guy just said, all right, day one, you have to become cats. Become as much as of a cat as you can. Go. And that's what they do the first day. And so
maybe that's part of the way they get around the licensing is if they are just cats.
Instead of doing cats. Yeah. It's a whole different kind of cats, guys.
Yeah, it's just, there's a lot of plays called cats, you know?
It's like the other one. It's like the cats version of the Puppy Bowl, yeah. But you just have cats on stage being cats. Because the cats, they were just like told to drink milk off the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping ahead.
By the way, I would watch this. I would.
Yeah. It sounded like more of a Beckett play, what they were doing. They're just coughing up hairballs and making noises.
Just like a performance art play, kind of.
Yeah.
This is like, it's just like a statement play. It's
I shit in a box.
Watch me.
Yeah. Dude, and then the doctor comes in and he's like, are they here for a CAT scan? But
he's the worst.
I know.
He's also married, so fuck him.
So fuck that guy.
Yeah. Looks like Jay Leno's dad too. Yeah. So who'd want to?
And then nothing's gonna prevent Blanche from getting laid at a hospital. Like she's like not wearing a cat costume. Nothing. She's gonna get that dick. Like she's at a hospital. Like she literally leaves the hospital room while her friend's unconscious to get Dr. Dick.
Yeah. Show like a minimal amount of concern. Yeah.
She okay? All right, I'm gonna look for a doctor in my cat suit. Come on, Rose.
That really happened.
They're gonna get a meow R.I.
Oh god!
Yeah, sorry, I had to. I was
you
really
did not have to.
I was
but
really stoned when I watched this, and I thought of meow R.I.
Did it help? I just gotta ask. Did it help? Was it? That was a pretty good show.
And so Sophia's just like, I'm fine. She wakes up. Everything's okay. But they keep her 48 more hours just in case. And then she gets checked out. She's totally fine. She's back in the house chasing Rose and Blanche with a broom. Because they've been acting like cats. Because that's what you do in that play. You just make... Oh, what was Rose's cat thing? They're becoming cats. And then like Blanche's cat thing was... That she was making high pitch noises from her bedroom.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa. You've heard a cat in heat, right?
It's pretty intense.
It's intense.
It can
it's like
sound
cats.
Like vaguely human and weird.
It sounds like a child screaming.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. So
it's really scary.
It's just like a cat just like. Saying and meows just like I'm ready. My parts are ready.
Yeah.
The parts are engorged and ready.
It's like they're in pain. I'm here. It's like they're in pain until they get fucked.
It sounds like they're gonna have an exorcism, not sex.
Yes. And so Stan comes in into that scenario and he's he's asking, well, they leave, they go, Dorothy leaves to help them be cats or whatever, and which is weird because they leave Stan alone with Sophia, because and that's never happened before. Like usually Dorothy's there like, get out of here, you know. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm gonna leave you two alone. So they have this moment where he asks her, do you want to join in and go in cahoots with me so we can sue the big baseball co and get $200,000. All you have to do is lay flat on your back. And then she makes a joke about like, you're 50 years a little too, you're 50 years late. All right, I would have done this, because she's with 34.
She would have done.
Yeah. And so she's totally, she's like, down, let's fucking, she falls over on the spot.
Well, I mean, they would have a case. She spent 2 days in a hospital.
Yeah.
Like, they do have a lawsuit. They actually have a...
That's an expensive couple days in the hospital.
They have... I assume they have the medical records from that, too.
Right. But if, like, the medical records said there's no amnesia, no damage, nothing...
She didn't even have a bruise, though.
Right. Yeah, well, that we know of.
Well, she thinks her roommates are cats. That shows dementia to me. I don't know. I would know. I would, you know.
Exhibit one. Yeah. Roommates are cats. Like, so I do understand, yes, that there is, like, 2 days of medical, like, you know, tests. But if they all come as negative, or but we don't really know. We don't know what the results were. So, like, do they have a case or not? Sorry, we're getting kind of serial in here as to whether or not this case would work.
Tell us about the cell phone records.
We're like, tell the about insurance the adjusters for this case.
Oh, man. And So Sophia's on board. She falls over paralyzed. She falls over. She's like, I'm paralyzed, guys.
That's how it works.
Guess what?
It's like Uno. If you're paralyzed.
You just got paralyzed. It is a game. The next scene, they're on the couch. Sophia's on the couch, laid flat. And then she's like, I don't want to go to the doctor. Like, which makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And, like, it makes no sense to Dorothy, of course. And they're trying to, like, play it off. Like, okay, Stan is like, I'm going to bring my doctor friend, Dr. Jerry, to come check you out. Because he's on call. At any moment, he just come check out, see if you're fucking paralyzed.
We met Jerry, and I that's believable. Like,
he doesn't have a house. I don't think he. I think he lives in his car. He's just waiting. Yeah,
he's like waiting outside. Yeah,
he's got a leisure suit hanging in back, ready to go at any moment.
Yeah, he had a like a very Miami Vice kind of looking spiffy outfit.
He did.
I would say so. Sophia's like, she said God spoke to her and told her, make up with Stan. You got to befriend, you got to make it up. And so she's like loving Stan, and like Dorothy's like grossed out as she should. Stan is the worst. The guy, the medical dude, comes in, no medical bag, nothing. Just
his white jacket rolled up.
No credentials. He's in there 30 seconds.
He didn't even give a last name. It just says Dr. Jerry.
Dr. Jerry. Yeah. Prison record, guys. Prison record. And so he's like, yeah, she's paralyzed. And then he takes off. No CAT scan, no meow RI, nothing. It's just say yes. What did she ask? He asked her, say ah.
Yeah.
All right. And so nothing's checking out so far. Dorothy's suspicious. And the next scene, Sophia got a wheelchair and a like a neck brace and a knee brace, but she doesn't have it on. She's like in front of the TV watching some sport. I didn't know which one it was. And then she hears Dorothy's car pulling up, and she tries to get back into the wheelchair because she's faking it. Meanwhile, Blanche and Rose are in the other room. They're just sitting in the kitchen, and I'm like, why would you do that if, like, people are in the house? Like, that's, you're gonna get caught, right? Like, that was really weird.
She's not thought this through. She's probably actually kind of damaged.
Yeah, she's probably really, really fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, she's an 82-year-old woman who got hit with a baseball. I don't know why they're downplaying this.
Right. Yeah. And so Dorothy thinks she's faking it. You know, she's suspicious already. And then Dorothy calls her out, "You're wearing your knee brace on your neck and shit." And so she goes into the kitchen, and that's when they have the denial scene, when Rose is like, "You're in denial." "I'm not in denial." "Well, you're in denial about being in denial." And then just it just gets ridiculous. Like, I was reading the IMBD, and that was like the highlight of this episode.
It was the best part of the script.
Yeah.
It was good wordsmithness going on there.
And then like Blanche starts telling the story about this French dude that she was like fucking, and then in high school or college.
They had an affair. In high school.
Yeah, it's called an affair.
An affair would include that she was seeing someone else, right? And or
I think she just called an affair because he was French.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just like, "We smoke cigarettes, so this is an affair."
If you're foreign.
We watched a movie we couldn't understand.
Or he just took her to the fair, maybe.
Up there, I see what you did. Yeah. She went to a lot of fairs.
Or
I heard.
He was a bus driver and took her fare.
That's prostitution. That's not right, people.
By bus driver, I mean he stuck his penis in her. But this guy was stalking her, like crazy stalking her, because he was suspicious of her cheating. And she was fucking his roommate in the driver's ed like car. They're sneaking into driver's ed and fucking. Yeah, which is weird because in previous episodes she said like she's never been a mistress. And I'm like, okay, like you just know you're lying. Okay, and so and then we never hear Rose's story, which is fine. God, where am I in this? And then blah 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 blah. Okay, so Dorothy fakes a heart attack.
That's right. Totally forgot about
like,
this.
She's faking it, and so she goes in and tries to play her at her own game, and she's amazing in this. She's over the top. Like, they said she didn't have acting skills, but she does.
She would make a fine cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Based on that heart attack alone.
Yes, I agree.
Based on that heart attack, based on the denial. Like.
Oh, man. Yes, based on the... Yeah, she could have. And so Stanley comes in, and he's like... Dorothy's still suspicious. She leaves, whatever. Stanley tells... Stanley tells Sophia that like the Dr. Jerry isn't legit. He has a prison record, so we need to go to the law office or whatever the injury practice and show them that you're injured. And so that's what they got to do. And then Sophia once again gets up and starts walking around. House full of people. I'm like, God damn, you don't know how to fucking scam. Okay, so the next scene, they're at the whatever this is, law office, right? Am I correct?
I thought it was supposed to be like they're supposed to see the insurance doctors.
Okay, so it's insurance doctor.
Yeah,
okay.
So like or something like that. So
okay.
So they're it's in a medical office and
yeah.
And all the extras are maximum sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is full of injured people. Like this is their Monday. I don't know. Like they just got cases.
It looks like an invalid ward, yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Yes. It looked like everybody got hit by a baseball that yeah, that week.
Some various body
what are you
parts.
In here for?
Baseball. Baseball to the neck.
Baseball to the baseball. to the face.
Clavicle baseball, you know. Baseball hits your clavicle. What, you go to the insurance doctor, you know.
What team did you go see? I don't know. Just baseball.
Sports baseball.
No sports seats, yeah.
No, next to the guy in the white beater.
Athletics. Gonna sue big baseball guys. Baseball co.
Miami wife beaters. I don't know.
The Miami wife beaters, guys. The Miami versus the Miami, Miami mosquitoes.
Miami cocaines.
Yeah, all three teams are playing. Oh, that's a triple baseball game.
It was a triple header.
Yeah. There's just a lot of balls. And so this redheaded lady in a wheelchair pulls up to Sophia, who's sitting there with Stan. She's really late. She's like, oh, I wish that I could have an electric wheelchair. I'll never walk again.
Okay, in fairness, Sophia has the sweetest wheelchair.
She does, yeah. She does.
It's great.
Of its time, it is like the iPhone of wheelchairs.
Yeah. They like spent so much like money on that wheelchair, like it was
that,
probably covered.
It was someone else's wheelchair, and they kicked them out.
Stole it.
It's still getting knows the person.
She knows a lot of people.
We're gonna hook it up to the battery charger for a couple hours, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She just looks at the obituaries to see who was paralyzed for a lot, and then calls that family up.
Hey, can I buy your for wheelchairs?
Yeah. What? What'd you do with that wheelchair?
You throw it out? Can I have it? Oh man. And so then she's like, I'll never walk again, the redheaded lady. And then she's just like, we'll see you later. Womp. Gonna go make other people sad.
Back in the soul like war.
I'm like a dementor.
Yeah.
I think it's cold around me.
I have a sad backstory that clearly you don't have enough time to share.
I'm gonna go share my sadness with everyone else. What is this? Later. And so yeah, then little Timmy walks in, and it's a little blonde, bowl haircut, little kid with crutches and a broken leg, and
innocent eyes.
He's right out of a Dickens novel.
Yeah, out of a Dickens novel. Like, yeah, sweet as can be. And he's like, they ask Sophia, do you think you can let this little boy go ahead of you? She's like, sure. And then the little boy's like, no, miss, you can go in front of me. You need to be seen by a doctor just as much as I do. And that's when, like, just Sophia just has it. She's like, I can't live with the guilt. This is like my nevermore. And so she rips off her collar and she just admits to faking it.
Yeah, just in front of the entire doctor's office. I'm really sorry, guys. I've been faking it. Strangers I don't know.
Hardly care about me.
No idea about my backstory, but no, yeah. You know, I'm a faker.
I don't know why she felt so guilty about those kids, because the money, like, she's not taking those people's money.
I know.
She's taking the money from the baseball company. So, like, which they have, if they're, you know, if they're legit, they have tons of money. So I don't understand why she's like, I can't, I'm taking advantage of these kids. Like, it's, no, you're not. Like, you're weird. You're a weird woman.
Now you know why they charge $8 for a beer at a baseball game.
And isn't there some sort of, like, when you go to a baseball game, isn't it like kind of like if you get injured there from a baseball, didn't you like sign your rights
it's
away?
On the ticket, it's I on think. The ticket. I know it's on the hockey game tickets too. If you take a puck to the face, well, welcome, you know?
Yeah, like you signed by buying this ticket that you are, we're not liable for you being hit in the fucking face with any fucking ball.
Maybe this law happened after this Golden Girls episode. Because of this Golden Girls episode.
This is Law and Order.
This could happen.
This is like Law and Order. Like where they say they ripped from the headlines shit from 1988 and they just made an episode about it.
decades.
Dun, 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 dun.
Law and Order, Golden Girls Unit.
Yeah, Golden Girls Unit.
Total game changer.
Yeah, right. And so then they're like, then the weird, so I usually can tell sometimes, and I know all of you have intuition that's very good, but like my intuition was not shitty, and I did not expect all the people to just get up and be like, we're actors. That was a curveball, no pun intended, but towards, like, I did not expect that. Everybody that's injured just started ripping off their casts, and I was just like, what the fuck is this? Why? I don't understand. Are they, at first I thought they were all scamming, and then they were like, we're not scamming anymore.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. Yeah, they're all scammers. It's Florida. They all got Velcro on.
Yeah.
It's Florida. It's what you do.
It's Florida.
I feel like they were the Golden Girls version of Hot Cops on Arrested Development. like we're Job's friends that he could just get to do his bidding. They were all strippers.
Oh, God. I need to watch that again. I'm missing that reference. That's what happens when you binge watch TV shows. Like, sometimes you forget little details.
Watch Arrested Development again. The Hot Cops are pretty. Okay. They're pretty great.
God. Okay, I need to watch it again. Okay,
you'll like it.
And then also, like, okay, so then they turn out to be actors. Everybody's from, like Dorothy just went into the cat's play. It's like, hey guys, listen up. This is what's happening. Stop your fucking play. Like, your cat shitting on the stage, whatever you're doing. Stop what you're doing. We gotta go.
I'm not in this play, but my roommates are in this play.
Will
you guys,
you
just
know me.
Will all of you help me out, including this child on a weekday?
Here's a bunch of Velcro appendages. Go to it. Sell that
sauce.
You guys
want a credit?
You want to get your tax back?
You guys want to be at the end of a Golden Girls episode?
She's like, she must have paid these, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's another thing too. This whole thing cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
like this
electric
whole, like,
wheelchair.
That wheelchair, like all those other wheelchairs, the normal wheelchairs they had to get.
The cast.
Like, cast.
Renting out that space.
Oh, the space. And then also, like, that kid had a really interesting, like, cast. That was, like, not a normal. It was, like, a plastic cast.
That was, like, a very detailed, like, prank. Like, that involved a lot. Like, it was orchestrated.
It would have been a lot better if they just gave Stan the money.
Yeah. They're like, here you go. We're going to just jump ahead and give you this cash.
He could have made a lot of plastic vomit with all those casts.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
Melted it.
Yes.
And so, yeah, these actors just, they were down. They're just like, whatever, fuck this. And how did, and then also, if this is all like a roost, like an elaborate, like fucking, like, staged prank, how did Stan know to take Sophia there? Because he took her there. Like, how, like, I thought the, like,
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Did Dorothy, like, was on the other line with him, like, yeah, we're not gonna accept your doctor because he got caught, he went to prison.
You know, maybe they actually pretended they made an appointment.
Yeah,
and then they just brought all those actors there. So, like, all these people were like, all these people, like, I bet the people at the medical office were like,
the nurses
would
be like,
fuck?
What the hell? You know, what's I need your insurance card and fill these things out? Oh, no, we're actors.
It's so weird. Like, why, how he got to take her there and how he knew to go there.
What would be great is if there were, like, there were probably, like, a whole bunch of patients there. They're just like, I don't. Why are you confessing that you're?
Yeah,
I'm really ill.
I mean, yeah, it's a doctor. There's got to be someone who's actually sick in there. Going, right. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why am I waiting in line behind all these people?
There's one person that's actually sick. And he's like, no, that wasn't part of this. Do I get my 20 bucks?
Am I supposed to take this off? He's like, Aaron, blast your parents. It doesn't come off and it hurts.
So
it itches.
Funny. Oh, God. And then how does Dorothy know that it was going to play out that way? Like, you know, like, how does she know that? Like, what if they took her back there and then there's no one? Or, you know, like, it got, yeah. It's so
weird.
Oh,
there would have been an actual medical exam.
Yeah. There would have. They rented, like, an x-ray machine.
His expenses just went up even higher.
Oh, man. And so, yeah. So she, so the next scene, Sophia's still mad, and she's in the living room. Dorothy's like, you can't still be mad that I spent a couple $1,000 to play a prank on you. Like, she's like, whatever.
You're not allowed to stay mad very long in the Golden Girls universe. They have that a lot. Like, there's a lot of last scenes that are like, you're not still mad about that, are you?
Yeah.
No, I guess not.
The last episode too, they wrapped up in a minute. Yes. They just hugged. So then, like, Rose comes out and she's wearing her cat's uniform. And she's, by the way, these costumes are great. Like, they were pretty legit. Oh,
they're wonderful.
Yeah. They're the real deal. Yeah.
And so she's like, I'm going to walk to rehearsal today. It's such a nice day. And so she leaves. And then all of a sudden, like, she's like she can't open the door herself. Like, she's like pounding on the door because she's a cat. She doesn't have opposable thumbs. So she has to become a cat in all ways. And so I think maybe she was like walking on all fours like when she was out there. But Dreyfus chased her into the house.
Dreyfus from Empty Nest.
Yeah, the dog.
Yes.
Gotta emphasize it. It's a dog.
It's a dog.
Not Richard Dreyfus, people.
Not Richard Dreyfus. I'm
familiar with shitty 80s sitcoms. You might
Richard
not know
Richard Dreyfus
that.
In a dog costume. And so like, Rose just runs in and through the kitchen, and Dreyfus is, like, chasing her. This big, like, brown dog. I don't know what breed that type of dog is.
I think he's a mastiff. A mastiff.
It seemed like a friendly dog. It was not a pit bull or something. Yeah, stereotypically. It was just a big dog.
Just a big brown dog.
Super friendly.
He is. I think he has a pretty good rep.
Yeah. He walks, runs in and barks, and then even knows that there's a swinging door. And so he goes to the swinging door into the kitchen.
He's good.
Yeah, he knows. He knows what's up. And so that's how the show ends. And it's the third crossover of Empty Nest. Yay!
Exit chased by a dog.
Yeah. And we did it, guys. Yay!
We made it.
Thank you so much, Paige, for being here.
Oh, it was super fun. It was great hanging out with you guys and watching the show. Back. Memories.
Meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
My name is Dorothy.
I wear vests and long shirts.
Bang my drum, Stanley. You can bang me.
Slowly, fast, who cares?
Against the picket friends.
All right, we're done. Okay, so this episode comes out April... Hold on. April 13th. And so, Paige, is there anything you like to promote? Anything you're doing? Or where can people find you online to find out what you're doing?
I'm on the Facebook. You can Google me. I'm trying to think what's coming up. I think I'm at the Rogue that weekend. Ooh. So come check me out at the Rogue. I think it's a Saturday night going on late. And I'm working on a new CD. Hopefully it'll be out this summer.
Ooh. Yeah, what's your CD going to be called?
It's kind of a concept album about like a crazy light rail ride, like through Willy Wonka land kind of, as opposed to Phoenix.
So, I'm so excited.
So yeah, I'll definitely get
and
you guys.
Look for that on iTunes or
you'll know. I'll somehow make a big deal about it and get my head back up out of the dirt.
And do you have a Twitter or anything?
I'm at PTVI.
Yay.
On the tweets.
It's Paige the Village Idiot as an acronym.
Yes.
As an acronym.
PTVI. It works.
Yay. And Genevieve, where are you going to be after the 13th?
I'm actually going to be at the Phoenix Improv Festival.
Ooh,
yeah, yes. Yeah, I'm gonna be a host. It's gonna be downtown Phoenix at the Herberger. I believe that's 14th through the 16th.
I believe it's that week.
Yes. Yes. So just go to that and have a great time. Lots of people, lots of great people involved with that. So
yeah, it's gonna be tons of fun. I hosted one of the shows last year. It was a blast. Yeah, it got weird.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
I wore a dress at one point, and it was kind of weird.
I will probably wear a dress.
Yay!
It'll probably be a little bit less weird, but
less weird.
Hey guys, isn't this weird? I'm wearing a dress. I'm a woman.
I'm improvising.
I'm improvising, guys.
I also generally wear dresses.
Nice. People, and you're at Genevieve Rice.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm at Genevieve Rice everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Just look for me. there's an Ethel Genevieve Rice as well. She died, so she hasn't updated her Twitter in a long time.
So you can go take her electric wheelchair.
There's the ringer.
Yeah, there's probably she lived in Michigan, so check that out in Michigan.
Yeah, go check out, go find out her.
That wheelchair stitch up there.
Yeah. She got hit in the head with a baseball. And I'm at Anthony Decimito on Twitter and Instagram. And I'll be at Monkey Pants April 14th, and that should be tons of fun. That's in Tempe.
Yeah.
Yay, Monkey Pants. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also is Twitter. It's also an acronym of the podcast. It's Thank You for Being a Podcast, but it's TYFBAP at TIFBAP, and also at TIFBAP on Instagram. And you can find us on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or any other platform you used to listen to us today. If you're following along, the next episode is titled, it's a season 4, episode 6 and 7. And it's a 2-part episode, and it's titled Sophia's Wedding. Yeah. So it's going to be.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. There's a wedding. The title said it all.
Might be Sophia, too. We don't know.
Yeah, there might be Sophia in it.
Making a cameo.
And so thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a beautiful day and or night. Yay! Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.